Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this inspiration again today, relevant to your gospel, your sufficiency that you've given to us in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning we can see, just as Paul was just about a nobody when you think relevant to you and your kingdom, because he was caught up in all the things that were not good for you, were evil, if you can say, the opposite of the gospel. But praise God, you chose him, and just as you chose us, Lord. So thank you for this understanding, Father God. No matter where we come from or what we've done, Lord, your grace is sufficient. You annul it, because your grace is giving us Jesus, and Jesus is more than enough. That starts a work and completes it. He never leaves us or forsakes us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 8 to 11. Last of all, as to one untimely, prematurely, traumatically born, he appeared to me also. For I am the least worthy of the apostles, and not fit to be called an apostle, because at one time I fiercely oppressed and violently persecuted the church of God. But by the remarkable grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not without effect. In fact, I worked harder than all of the apostles, though it was not I, but the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing, which was with me. So whether it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed and trusted in and relied on with confidence.
Hallelujah. And we see not only Paul say this, and we see it from Peter and John. And I mean, these were the powerful disciples, the first of God's called out ones that shone. But they all came, Peter a fisherman, John a fisherman, and with anger issues. And yeah, Paul, yeah, he was a persecutor of the faith. Praise God, it's that wonderful scripture that God calls that which is not to make them something. And praise God, and so he's called us as well. And his grace is your sufficiency. His grace is we've been restored to what we lost. And what did we lose? We fell out of the bus, you can say. We fell out of Christ into the hands of Satan, the enemy that lies, steals, kills, and destroys. He hardened our heart. He moved us into evil ways. But praise God, the bigness and the goodness of God came in Jesus, and he took away our sins and raised us up and seated us with him, so that in the time to come, our future, every day, we might receive and experience the goodness of God. Hallelujah. So the grace that is our sufficiency, that's the movement of his spirit upon our heart, karas, is that we are now united again to Christ. The wonderful scripture, Galatians 2:20, we died with Christ. It's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives. And the life that I live by the faith. Amen. His faith, the faith of God through the beloved that we received. We received Jesus Christ, and in receiving Jesus Christ, he is sufficient, and he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in him. And we now receive faith daily to move into the love of God. Faith works by love, and that's our boundary lines, the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height of the love of God. And that keeps us too busy with the good to do the bad. So praise God, just as Paul and the disciples were called out of darkness into his marvelous light and into his marvelous love, it's exactly the same for us. And that's gospel. That's the good news. Amen. We now have life, and we have life in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.